I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Would you guys allow anyone, would you trust any of your exes to know you so well that they would be the ones that would be your matchmaker moving forward? Is there anybody from your past?
No, absolutely not.
So no ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends that you became such great friends with?
No.
That you would trust them? Like, yeah, they do know me pretty well.
No, you saw me naked. We can't be friends anymore.
Save that? Not for you.
Nah, I feel like my past relationships didn't work. A lot of it was because we couldn't figure each other out. So they couldn't figure me out. So I wouldn't rely on them to help somebody else do it.
Yeah, y'all know me. I can't get past the third date, so I'm going to say nobody knows me that well. And even the guys that have made it past the third date, I don't trust their judgment in any capacity.
Yeah, I think if it was going to be anybody, it would be my ex-wife. I mean, we were married to each other for 20 years, yeah. If I had to say somebody. But even then, I would say no, because I was so different in that relationship. We were having a conversation a couple of weeks ago, and she dropped something that referring to old Burt that she doesn't know is old Burt, and I didn't even address it with her, but it made me realize, like, even in the 7 or 8 years that we haven't been married, I'm just a completely different person now, so I would say no to that. However, we got Michael here, who is best friends with Candace, and he'll tell you the story, but they've known each other forever. They're exes now, but he thinks he'd be a great matchmaker for his ex, Candace. Hey, Michael.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. All right. So give us the history here between you and Candace and why you think that moving forward, you would be a great fit to be her matchmaker.
I think I'm the only fit to be her matchmaker, to be honest. We've known each other almost a decade at this point. We knew each other in high school and college. We dated for a bit in college, but it just didn't work out for whatever reason. Nothing bad, nothing messed up. We stayed amicable. We stayed friends. We've been out of school for like 4 or 5 years now. I managed to get engaged. I figured out how to change up how I approach dating, but she just cannot get out of this cycle. She's dating every kind of F-boy you could think of. She's dating every kind of freaking weirdo, basement dweller, mama's boy, everybody. And every time we hang out, she complains. And I'm like, listen, I know what you're doing wrong. Give me your Bumble. Give me your Tinder. Give me your Hinge. I will set it up, because you clearly do not know what the heck you're doing.
All right. So what kind of guy should she be looking for? And Candace is there also, so we're going to get her on in a second also. So what guy should she be looking for that she clearly has not been so far?
Just like a normal guy. Like a regular.
So, Michael, she's just like a magnet for weirdos?
Yeah, well, she just wants some interesting dude. Like, oh, he's in a band, or oh, he does performance art, but never checks for the, like, does he brush his teeth? You know, does he have a freaking job? It's like, how can you keep, she's like Charlie Brown with the football. It's like, no, I don't care if he has like a cool tattoo. Like, does he go to the gym? Is he regular? Is he your regular guy? Does he text back? You know?
So are you saying you are the only normal guy she's dated, or were you also one of these weirdos when she dated you?
This is how I know. In college, I was a weird freaking guy.
All right, let's get Candace on.
Since then, I've matured. Yes, yes.
Yeah, let's get Candace on and get her take on this whole thing. Candace, good morning.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
All right, so you're listening to Michael here, and he says, it sounds to me like what he's saying is this is a numbers game for you. Like, you're taking anybody in front of you and not the right person. Does that resonate with you?
Well, it's not intentional. There's a connection there, and so that's why I go for these guys. But unfortunately, it does end up being a disaster situation.
Why do you think your connection continues to lead you to quote-unquote weirdos?
I have no idea at all. I'm just going for what I want. And then, I don't know, I just end up in a messy situation with a guy whose apartment just flooded. So, and it's a sewage situation.
So Candace, maybe it's not that you're attracted to weirdos. Maybe it's that you're like, you're fearful or you're hesitant of dating like a normie, like a basic, like, because some people find that to be boring, but boring can also be very, I don't know, what's the word, stable.
Yeah. May I address this?
Sure, go for it.
That's an interesting statement.
It comes from watching Friends.
Not the show.
I think I will say this, that what I have learned is that if you are an emotionally chaotic person, you may or may not know that, but you are going to attract emotionally chaotic people also. And sometimes, some of us can't see that until it's too late. So is it possible that because you're not in the right place really to be in this committed relationship, or you're not healthy, that you're attracting like people?
That is such a good point. I never thought about that. I'm definitely emotionally chaotic. So that could be it. They're also very attractive. So that's also going for a little bit.
She likes hot guys.
The normies are not as hot.
The normies are not as hot.
There is a give and take in there.
Have you seen John Krasinski in The Office? Very normie, very hot. I'm starting to feel like Michael shouldn't be setting you up with your next boyfriend. He should be setting you up with your next therapist.
Maybe so. All right. So are you willing, because you and Michael have evolved from trying that in college to now you guys are best friends, are you willing to give him a shot to try to find you somebody that he feels is good for you? Not necessarily emotionally chaotic, but somebody that, yes, Kristen might be right, maybe a little more settled, maybe a little healthy, not nearly as, I don't like to use the word boring, extreme? No, ups
yeah,
and downs.
Yeah, but I mean, because I will never forget this conversation we had years ago, and it was a reference to watching The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, and one girl was like a meh girl, like she was just kind of very in the middle, very chill, and the other girl was like a rawr, you know what I mean? And you are all about the rawr, and I was like, give me meh all day, meh all
day. I'm not in a rawr anymore.
I'm too tired, man.
So, okay, so Candace, Michael needs to find you a meh, not a rawr.
He should take
she
you to the zoo.
About that. Yeah.
Are you willing to do that?
Yes, definitely.
All right, let's get Michael back up. Michael, do you think you can do this? Can you find a meh? Can you find a meh for your girl here?
I can find the most honest, simple, square freaking guy for her. And I'm like, it's my job. I'm ready.
I do think there's something to be said that for those of us that have attracted the rawr, as Kristen said, because we haven't sampled the, and I don't want to call it meh, just the calmness of a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. You don't know how fulfilling it is until you're actually in one, right?
And you never go back.
And you never go back. All right, Michael.
That is so true.
Let's check back with you maybe in a couple of days here, see what you came up with. Maybe we'll send out Candace on one of these dates and see how you did with the first one before we do a second one, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks for letting us do this with you guys.
All right, thanks.
The Burt Show.